Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sandra. May I have your zip code?
92227.
Your first and last name?
Trini Garcia.
Okay. I do see your name here. Would you verify your address, please?
888 Fleming Avenue. Can you tell me what this is?
Okay. I can in just a moment. May I have your city and state?
Raleigh, California.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, so on your account, it looks like you were trying to win the KitchenAid mixer.
Oh, yeah. But
so,
you charged me twice. You charged me twice. Why?
Okay, well, on this account, it looks like you entered the contest. You paid the $7.95 to enter the contest for the KitchenAid, and now you're part of the membership. It's a shopping club.
No.
So the shopping club will give you an opportunity to shop. They'll give you a $125 voucher per month to do some discount shopping.
I haven't received anything, and no, I don't want it.
Okay. So they're going to email things to you at TriniCGarcia@netzero.net.
Okay.
If you don't plan to use the account, I can go ahead and close it for you.
Yes, please, because I don't plan on using it.
Okay, one moment.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry, you had a question?
No, that's fine. I just thought it was the same thing.
Okay. We have the account closed out for you. The company can't use this account anymore.
Okay. So what happens with, do I still pay what I owe? I mean, what you charged me?
Ma'am. Well, those charges are valid because they already went through on your account over a week ago.
What do you mean?
Well, you already charged for what you requested.
Okay, you will charge me for what?
They're charging you for the chance you took on the KitchenAid mixer, the $7.95, and then the shopping club membership.
So I have to pay for the membership?
Yes, ma'am. Now, I can check them. I'll check with my supervisor to see what else they can do for you since you're closing it early. So hold on one moment. So he is saying he would allow me to give you 35% back off of the membership fee.
Okay, I didn't read anything about a membership.
So when you authorize this order, I see where the terms and conditions you accepted the membership. So, and I can't see what you saw, but I can only see the final order.
Well, you're just ripping people off, aren't you?
Well, the company you're requesting this from, that's what you accepted, the terms and conditions.
Well, I didn't see any membership.
But like I said, I can't make any changes, but my supervisor can authorize a change. So I'll go back and let him know what you're saying, and I'll be right back with you. Okay, so he is saying now he would allow me to give you half of that membership feedback. trying to accommodate you because that's what happened when you placed the order. So I can credit the account for that amount. And like I said, I've already closed the account, so the company can't use it anymore.
Go ahead, please.
Yes, ma'am. One more moment. Okay, so I requested the refund. It's going to go back to your account in 3 to 4 business days, or 3 to 5 business days, back to your Visa. But you will get the email first indicating that the refund is being processed, okay?
Thank you.